But since we still have some free time, are you guys willing to do a few more font?
One more time. Maybe two or three.
Yeah.
Or many.
A victory lap for AJ. Yeah.
Shit. Or we'll do that as the we've never done a podcast before practice round.
What?
You still get the title of first Leonard Maltin game winner on the show.
All right.
But we'll give it a second opportunity.
The inaugural champion.
Yes. But what I'm going to ask you guys to do is talk for a second because I have to go to the bathroom.
All right. Well, Dan has to go to the bathroom.
Dan has to make water.
So feel free to talk about
He does.
Tell AJ how great he was.
I'm so good, guys.
It's true. You are. You're the master.
AJ, that was awe-inspiring.
Well, thank you.
We're still recording, aren't we?
We are. We are
good.
Very much recording.
Filler.
We'll probably edit this part out.
Probably.
God, I hope so.
No, we're not going to edit this
part
out.
So, Adam, what was the last thing you watched on Netflix?
The last thing I watched on Netflix was Star Trek The Next Generation.
Which episode?
The episode in which I fell asleep 2 minutes into the episode. And it's not because I don't love The Next Generation, but it was because I had just... it was late, and I had just spent an entire weekend out at the Renaissance Festival.
Hopefully it was a Wesley Crusher episode, and you got to miss it.
Wesley.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Wesley.
No, we're good, but... Next Generation has been my go-to.
You don't need to speak into the mic.
Well, yes, I do, because this is still.
What if
still
what
recording
if we decide,
and we can
recording.
We can
what
use
if, yeah,
this?
Okay.
Yeah, what if we say something really poignant and interesting,
yeah.
And then you know?
I figured it out. I know how to cure cancer.
Beer.
Drink beer.
Yep.
That must
premium
be
grain belt.
Okay.
Of course.
So,
Dan's back.
I'm back.
That was quick.
Yes.
Attaboy.
Did you wash your hands?
I did.
Good.
I thought I heard water running.
Yes.
That's because he flushed. It was a twofer.
Dave.
Yo.
Yeah, Dave gets
you weren't
to pick.
Involved in that skirmish for this new round.
Hot damn.
You get to pick first.
All right.
Are we changing the direction?
Yes, we are. We always start clockwise, so it works out perfectly.
Woo. Woo.
See, I can mimic that sound too.
We will do, Brickmo was my pitching coach. Meaning Daniel Stern movies.
Okay.
The films of Kevin Smith. So he either directed or acted in these movies.
Oh. I have a feeling like I know which way this one's going to go. But.
Or not The Godfather.
So any
Francis
movie...
Francis Ford Coppola directed.
Gotcha,
oh,
okay.
That's not The Godfather.
The Godfather.
I was like, any movie
not,
but
not
The Godfather.
The Godfathers, I should say, in context.
I'm going to go with Kevin Smith.
Figure.
Yep.
Your options are 2005, 2007, or 2007. There are two 2007.
What was the first one?
2005.
I'm going to go 2005.
2005.
I'm feeling sassy.
Leonard Maltin gave this 1.5 stars.
Sad day.
Yeah.
I really just want to blur. Like,
blur that, because...
I think I know.
Well, then you can go negative knee.
This was the American version of this film, and it was retitled and redubbed.
Shit. There goes my shot of Jersey Girl.
And really, that's all I can give away.
How many?
Wow.
How many?
Okay.
There are 1.5 stars, and it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 names.
So it's an American remake, you're saying?
Of
another movie?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That came out in 2005.
How many names?
9.
Fuck. I'll go 5.
Okay. That means it goes to Adam.
Name that movie.
Your names are Kylie Minogue, Kevin Smith, John Stewart, Chevy Chase, and William H. Macy.
Oh, fuck. Ah.
My mother owns this movie. I thought of anyone you might get this just for a reason like that.
Damn it.
Because one of the categories I'm going to bring back is movies Moira loves.
Nice. I cannot think of the name of it, and the
I'm trying. I just gave him a motion to move closer to the mic. It was good. Oh, balls.
Any sort of guess?
I was going to say the holiday. The holiday is the only one that I can think of, and it's not the holiday. So, the holiday.
That is incorrect. It was Dougal.
Dougal? Shit. Nope. I was way off. What?
The computer animated movie about a group of pets take on a quest to stop a power mad wizard who has encased their village in ice.
Dougal. Look it up,
computer
I guess.
Computer animated film.
Never heard of it.
Well, you could have given us computer animated film.
That's true.
Just a thought.
But that's not part of the review. That's a synopsis.
Oh,
I see. The only thing I could give away is it's American version of a film. But 1.5 stars, so that's why you guys don't know about it.
Gotcha.
Well. That's why I was thinking of Jersey Girl. That movie was horrendous.
Daniel Tay, Judi Dench, Jimmy Fallon, Whoopi Goldberg, William H. Macy, Chevy Chase, John Stewart, Kevin Smith, and Kylie Minogue.
All right.
So no one really on that one. But
damn.
Technically Adam gets a point.
Adam gets the first point of this round.
Yeah.
And AJ gets to pick the category.
Is there a Michael Caine category?
There is not.
Damn.
I'm going to bring back 1492, the Chris Columbus directed category.
Yeah, not picking that one.
But he sailed the ocean blue.
I love it, this movie, so John Lovitz movies.
Ooh, tempting.
Or... I want to give you a... Harry Shearer movies.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to be me and say, I love it's this movie.
Ouch.
Damn straight. All right, your choices are 1994, 1996, or 2001.
He was in a movie in 2001.
He was in a movie as recently as 07.
Huh.
He's in The Producers.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to go with 94.
94, okay. Leonard Maltin gives us 1.5 stars.
Oh.
It's a wrong-headed movie that never connects. Predictable finale. Based on a novel. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19 names.
Sweet Jesus.
19 names. And I remembered to flip that over.
Well done.
Well done. 94. I'll go with 18.
18. Adam, it goes to you. 18 names.
Name that movie.
Okay.
He's going to win off default.
Interesting move, but we will see.
So give me everyone but the top
lead.
One.
Yep. The lead.
All right.
Ben Stein. Rosalind Chow. Kelly McGillis, Alexander Goodnov, yep. Matthew McCurley, Alan Ratchins, Alan Arkin, John Lovitz, Richard Belzer, Faith Ford, John Ritter, Abe Vigoda, Kathy Bates, Reba McEntire, Dan Aykroyd, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Jason Alexander, and Bruce Willis.
And Bruce Willis. Oh, crap.
And it's still missing the lead.
Still missing the lead.
It's like a big, bald cherry on top. Or slightly to the left.
Three Amigos was 96, wasn't it?
Three Amigos were like 86, man.
Yeah. It's probably... I don't know.
Can I get the names again? Sorry. But...
Yeah, no, totally. It's Ben
Give the
Stein,
point to Adam.
Rosalind Chow, Kelly McGillis, Alexander Goodenough, Matthew McCurley, Alan Ratchins, Alan Arkin, John Lovitz, Richard Belzer, Faith Ford, John Ritter, Abe Vigoda, Kathy Bates, Reba McEntire, Dan Aykroyd, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Jason Alexander, and Bruce Willis.
Wait, is it Dunstan Checks In?
It is not.
Okay, all right. I really wanted it to
Reba McEntire is the one that's throwing me through a loop. It's like, what the hell?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
What if I said Elijah Wood?
If you would...
as Ooh. The top billed person.
No, it's not the faculty.
1994.
94? So he was like 2 years old?
That Tiny. Movie that we were talking about before where not he's Groundhog looking Day. For Elijah
it
Wood
is that
looking
movie. Can
for...
you think of that movie's name?
Oh, gosh. It took us forever to think of it then, and I can't think of it now.
No. It was North.
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 God.
11-year-old boy who North. Wants to find a better family and realizes that his own is the cheesy ending that Rob Reiner gives us.
Hooray.
North.
But John Lovitz was...
Frodo,
no. Like, no, the legal eagle on that one.
All right.
So that means Adam gets 2 points. It has 2 points now.
God
Adam
damn.
Has two
yeah.
points
Even
now.
On a
In the round that doesn't matter.
Adam's going to freaking win without getting an answer correct.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Well, it's a strategy.
I think you should
it's
have
a strategy.
To win on a name, on naming one.
It's like the Australia.
No, it's half strategy.
It's Australia's strategy from Risk. In Australia, stay in Australia, don't fucking leave Australia.
All right, so we flip it over again. Dave, you get to pick again.
Hot damn.
Since you weren't involved at all, I'm going to bring back not The Godfather, so Francis Ford Coppola directed.
Okay.
Rachel Lee Cook will always be cute.
Oh, that one's coming back too.
Or, what day is it? Day of the week.
Because I ask myself this often, what day is it?
What day is it?
I like that choice.
Your choices are 1977, whoosh, 1999, or 2003.
What was the second one?
1999.
I'm going to go with 1977.
Good choice.
I'm feeling right. Sassy.
3 stars.
3 stars.
Says Leonard Maltin. Plethora of street language may offend some.
Place in Saddles.
I know, right? but it's not in an alternate version that is about 12 minutes shorter.
What?
There is a plethora of street language that may offend some, but they made an edited version of this available. Is later a Broadway musical. And that same shorter version, there's certain dialogue and certain scenes have just been dropped entirely. So there's the original and then there's the PG version.
Heavily edited version.
At the time to not piss people off about street language. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names. 10 names, 3 stars.
I'll go with 8.
8. I just remind you guys there's a day of the week in the name.
Right.
Because I wanted to make sure. So 8. So clockwise again. So we got that. So Adam, 8 to you.
7.
7.
6.
6.
Name that movie.
Just wanted to make sure Adam didn't get that point.
Fine.
Your 6 names are Fran Drescher, Robert Costanzo, Denny Dillon, Julie Bavazzo, Donna Pesco, and Paul Pape.
77.
There is a day of the week in the name. Later a Broadway musical.
That's the one. That's what's throwing me off.
It's not Young Frankenstein.
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever is correct.
Fuck yes. that's what I was like. Oh.
So John Travolta. Who are the other ones?
John Travolta, Karen Lynn Gorney, Barry Miller, and Joseph Kelly.
Travolta's the only one who would have been right. Like, bam.
Well, it's the last names were all Italian.
And Fran Drescher.
To play the race card. Kind of
all people. Okay.
It's all Italians.
All Italians.
Italians.
I was thinking, okay, what's a good musical? Not even a good. What's a musical?
Yeah. Hey, I was running through my head. I'm like, Any Given Sunday. I don't think that's a musical. And I'm like, son of a bitch, Saturday Night Fever. And all of a sudden, AJ just goes.
I saw the gears.
Was it like
in your head.
I was like Tuesdays with Maury? No, definitely not. There's no street language in that. Next Friday? That didn't come out for a while.
Next Friday? What the hell?
You don't go straight to Friday or the Friday after that.
No, it's next Friday.
Well, next Friday. Next Friday is the one I remember. Okay. While we wait for Adam to pass water.
To do the same. Let's see, I'm going to give him that one and that one and... Dead air.
Yeah. Dead air. Jam session into dead air.
By the way, have you played Dead Island yet?
No. I actually instead went with
Zombie.
Good choice. I was talking with Osberg. And apparently it is shit-wrackingly awesome.
To use an actual quote.
It racks your shit.
I didn't know that it was out yet.
Yeah, it came out on Tuesday. We didn't get it till Friday. Tuesday? It sold out thereafter.
Oh, well, I would assume so. Now,
what are you talking about?
I always wait for stuff to be
Dead Rise or Dead Island or...
Ah, yes. My roommate has been playing Dead Island. Playing the crap out of Dead Island, actually.
Well,
to the point where I see him even less the social recluse.
By the way, the movie in question was, in fact, Saturday Night Fever. And
Saturday
I got that
Night
right.
Fever, and he got it right, so congrats to him. So that means you get to pick the next category.
Because I didn't do anything. Yep.
Right. So your choices are Ritually Cook Will Always Be Cute. 1492. Keep screwing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to bring back Stephen Root's 2004.
Okay, let's just give 1492 a shot. Let's do it. 1492,
directed by Chris Columbus.
Here we go.
You have 1990, 2002, and 2005.
Okay, let's go with 2005.
It's a good year. It's a good year.
Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars.
Do?
Mm-hmm. Its attempts... at its intro, fall flat. And by the draggy second half, there are fade-outs at the end of scenes. Calls it a mixed bag.
Huh.
But it can't make its mind up if it's a real movie or not.
Wow.
There are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names.
10 names. Okay. I'd have to say 10 names.
10 names. Dave, it goes to you.
3 names.
3 names.
Name that movie.
Your names are Anna Deavere Smith, Sarah Silverman, and Taye Diggs.
Rent?
It is Rent.
It is Rent.
Oh. Woo! I got one.
Yeah. Well done, sir.
So it's 2-1-1, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm still winning somehow.
Still winning somehow.
Dick.
Directed by Chris Columbus, and apparently either my sister's, one of Callie's roommates was in it, or one of her roommate's sisters was in it, because her dad is a famous producer guy.
I was I'm very, very proud to say I snuck in. Well, I didn't sneak in. I lived right across from the Civic Center in Savannah, Georgia, and they were putting on the off-Broadway tour of Rent. And I walked up in all blacks, and I said, what should I do? And they sent me out on stage to install the stage door on the set. I was like, this is awesome! So I'm very proud to say that I have covertly broken onto the stage of the off-Broadway touring cast of Rent. And I actually met several of the cast members who were really chill.
Well, you are really inconspicuous.
It's true. I'm a giant dude dressed in all blacks, carrying a door and a screw gun.
I wouldn't have thought twice.
It was
so
nice.
2-1-1, and Adam, it is your choice.
Creepy-ass photos.
Yep,
cool.
Flip it over again. So Adam, I'm going to give you high school English's Shakespeare. So these would be Shakespearean stories you'd read in English class in high school. And it'd be a movie.
Yes.
Juniors. So somebody in the billing is a junior.
Freddie Prinze, Robert Downey.
Ted DiBiase.
No.
Or, yeah, let's do a month category.
A month category?
So that means there's a month name in the name of the movie.
Okay. Well,
so it's not January Jones.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Because we do like our January Jones very much.
Yes.
Mad Men. That's on Netflix.
But your choice is...
I would like to do the Shakespeare category.
Shakespeare category. All right. Indeed. Your choices are 1967, 1968, or 1993.
Ah, let's go with 1967.
Seven, 1967. Leonard Maltin gives us 3.5 stars. It's calls it a colorful version of the story. Good supporting cast. Lovely photography.
Right.
Fine musical score. But Shakespeare purist may object.
Huh. Okay.
And there are 9 names.
Let's try for 5.
5 names. AJ.
I'm thinking here. If it's the one I'm thinking of, I'd go 0, but I don't think it is. So I'm going to go with 4.
4.
Going to go for 3 because I'm feeling ballsy.
3 names.
Name that movie.
Macbeth.
I have to actually say the 3 that you get.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You're crazy on that, but.
But good choice.
Victor Spinetti. Yeah. Alan Webb, and Cyril Cusack.
I'm going to stick with Macbeth.
No.
Damn it!
So this Sweet. Time Adam wins.
Yeah.
Cheaply.
Yep.
He never
is won. It a Zeffirelli?
It is a Zeffirelli.
It is, is it Romeo and Juliet?
It is not.
Okay, then.
Ooh.
Oh, is it Midsummer?
It is not.
Okay, then I'm Hamlet? Completely at a fucking loss. No.
It is not.
The Zeffirelli Hamlet was the one with Gibson.
Was it?
Right.
Yep.
Oh. Adam, you're the one contribution, one guess. Just solidify your win.
Mm-hmm.
You have no fucking clue.
Guess.
Well, like I said, it's a strategy. Let's say, about... Well, obviously, it's...
Spit it out.
It's somebody who's stalling.
Comedy of Errors. I don't know.
Taming
the Shrew.
Taming the Shrew.
Taming the Shrew.
Okay.
Was Romeo and Juliet the 66?
68?
68?
Yeah, 68.
What was 93?
Oh, wait, we can't, because we might use that category.
Yeah.
We
might use it one
yeah.
day.
We won't say.
But yeah, so that means, Adam, you've solidified yourself as...
Non-co-
co-host for
a strategist.
He's a strategist.